Buenas noches, ¿cómo vos está? Hey guys, it's the 233rd show. This is Hackers Podcast. It's July the 18th, 2022. Let's go. And welcome everybody back to the podcast. I am your host, Gummo.
And I'm Crash.
And this is the 233rd episode, as I mentioned, obviously, at the beginning of the show. What happened to show number 232? Well, I'll get to that in a bit. But, I just want to say, hey, man, what's up?
What's up? What's going on? It's been a second.
Oh, man, yeah. Furious. I'm furious.
Why are you furious?
I'm absolutely furious, man.
What's going on?
Oh man, you know, the past I don't know, the past two and a half days,
mm-hmm.
been canceling plans, canceling this, canceling that.
Why are you canceling plans?
Where do I start?
Oh, it's that long, huh?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I don't even know. Let me take a long-winded pause here for a minute.
Yeah, take your time, collect your thoughts, you know.
Well, you know, ever since February, right? You know, I've been, you know, really excited about going to the Hope event, right? Because, yeah. You know, COVID restrictions being eased, you know, and mm-hmm. a way to really socialize and mingle with, you know, my friends and my colleagues and people yeah. that, you know, I planned on meeting. And so I went to the Hope.net website to, you know, just make, you know, look at things over, right? What's changed, you yeah. know, how's it going, you know,
right,
you know, the
right.
usual before I travel. And mm-hmm. you know, literally I was due to leave tomorrow morning, and so
okay,
you know, doing my last minute checks and balances, and you know, I start reading, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, sold out. I'm like, yeah. what is this, sold out? And so I'm like looking around, you know, I'm like, I'm confused at this point, right? Because I'm like,
there was no disclaimer, no email sent out, no,
there's nothing, man. There's nothing, like, there's no updates, right? It's right. not like, hey, man, you know,
like we're out of
yeah,
tickets.
Yeah.
Now, was that for pre-order or just in general?
Well, usually, like, you know, you could buy the tickets for these events and specifically Hope online, right? Before right. the event. And
yeah.
you got some kind of gimmicky badge that you would light up or something goofy, right?
Right, right, right.
But, you know, and that's what I thought, right? You know, pardon me for not reading the fine print. I do have a life to live. And, you know, this was something yeah. to enjoy, not be, you know, some sort of tokenized mechanism of, you know,
not some work that you need to
remembering
over.
Shit.
Right, right, right.
And so, you know, I'm like, well, you know, let me check out. And so I'm like, well, sold out. All right, cool. You know, that's cool. They sold out all of their online tickets, right? Yeah, right. Maybe they sold out all of their special badges, etc.
Yeah, the pre-order stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. No.
Then it got worse.
How so?
Much worse. So, you know, I started looking around and I'm like, wait a minute. You know, it's like the event is limited and then this, that, and the other. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here, right? And so, you know, I go to their website, you know, 2600.com,
and, yeah,
you know, I listen to the latest show of Off the Hook, because, you know, you can always like bank on it, you know, like bet money the fact that you can catch the latest details before the event,
right? Of course.
So that's what I did. I started listening to it, and then I started hearing all of this zany stuff, like, you know, the event is only limited to a certain amount of people that, you know, are online. So
right,
it gives exclusive access to the event if you bought your tickets online. There's no way that you could pay cash at the door or anything like that. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah. I'm like, what? I'm sincerely confused at this point. I'm like,
yeah, that's always been a thing. You could pay at the door, you know, buy a ticket, you know, with cash.
Yeah, it's a hacker conference, man. You know, yeah. Cash is usually accepted at these things.
Yeah.
Well, not at Hope anymore, man. Unfortunately, the only way to buy a ticket or to obtain access or special membership to the elite event is online only, you know, and you've got to use your credit card and all of this stuff. So it's
PayPal or whatever. Can you pay in Bitcoin? Or
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know. I never had a chance to see or know because I did. Because
they were sold out. Yeah.
And
there was no notification system or anything. No alert or anything.
Nothing, man. No kind of.
Was there even a disclaimer saying that tickets or badges were limited, you know, beforehand, or is that just after the fact?
Would you expect it to be limited after attending this thing for 20 years?
Actually,
I didn't.
I did neither. I've attended, it's never been limited. So it's actually a first time I've ever heard of that.
It was bizarre. It was truly strange. Bizarre. And then I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. Now, yeah. You know, maybe I could scalp some tickets from somebody, which would be next to impossible. But I considered that.
Right.
And so I'm like, all right, let me see what else, you know, what are my other options here? I had to back away from the mic a little.
Yeah.
So I had to say, you know, all right, what's my other options here? You know, like, and so... You know, I start looking around and there's no other option. There's literally no option to buy. And so I was listening to their podcast and it's like all of these apologies about, well, we're sorry, we can't do this, we can't do that. And then one of the rules were you have to produce and show a valid vaccination card.
So basically I have to identify myself.
Yeah, so basically, you have to buy a ticket with a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you show up, right, you're announcing your arrival to whoever via demonstrating your vaccination card. And listen, you know, it's unbelievably strange for a hacker event to have these sort of requirements in place. If you can't buy a ticket at the door, what?
Yeah, especially with cash.
I'm confused, and I still am.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, and then I kept listening to the podcast, and it's just like, you know, well, we're doing this for your safety. We have all the medical expertise in the world, and you know, we're doing this for your safety. Well,
yeah,
I mean, that's great, but I'm all for, you know, my safety being looked after. Thank you. But I think I can know how to social distance from people, I guess, and
yeah,
and I have no problems with wearing masks. But I mean,
and the fact that you have to self-identify yourself, that you can't be anonymous anymore, which
you cannot go to the Hope event this year if you were lucky enough to get tickets and be anonymous.
No. Yeah, which is extremely strange, as that's always how it's been, and not only that's how it's been, but that's kind of just what it's about, like the whole scene.
It's the spirit of hackers, right?
Yeah.
What is it the spirit of now? I mean, I'm very confused about the whole... What is it about? Now, do I have to be part of an elite club to get tickets to
it? It's like capitalism at its finest.
I see that. It's a, you know, yeah. And I'm not going to sit here and, you know, dig into it, but... I don't think it's fair to, you know, and again, you know, like... I'm going to DEF CON and Black Hat as well, and the prices for these events are outrageous.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're way too overpriced for what they actually offer.
So let me ask you this: you're rather young. You know, can your average 16, 17 year old hacker afford to get into these events?
Oh fuck no! Are you kidding me?
Well, there you
I
go.
Mean, it's difficult for someone of my age to get in there.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know?
I mean, it's, you know, the prices are astronomical. You know, the prices of things are astronomical.
Yeah. And,
you know, if you're going to put, you know, I don't get it. So I don't get the whole concept with Hope, which I'll never attend again.
Yeah.
Just because
point.
Of these shenanigans, right?
It was,
there were shenanigans 4 years ago with the whole that thing, and then there were shenanigans. There's just been shenanigans, and now it's just like, it's literally like, you know,
it's continuing.
Yeah, and I've listened to these, you know, I literally grew up with these guys, right? And now I just, I wholeheartedly, you know, as a hacker, I cannot endorse it anymore because it's not free, it's not open to everyone.
It's not hacker friendly, in my
opinion. No, it's not. And I mean, so I cannot recommend the Hackers on Planet Earth conference. And I'm sorry, but I just can't do it.
Yeah.
So I'm not attending, but since I can't get access to the event, I've decided to continue on my adventures and go to New York and go and, you know, go through with the meetings that I had planned around. I mean, dude, I had an entire itinerary scheduled around this thing.
Yeah, I know. You've told me.
Yeah, and so, yeah. So a little let down. That's how it's been for me for the past since Friday when I found out.
Yeah, that's extremely strange. You know, like when I went in 2010, it for me, I feel like that was what the start of it.
Around the down spiral started getting. It was kind of cool, but it started getting weird.
Yeah. Because I remember in 2008. That was probably like one of the best hopes that I've ever seen. You know, unfortunately, I didn't get to attend, but I saw clips from it, right? And I know people that went there, and and it was just amazing. You know, for me, the social engineering panel has always been the biggest, coolest thing there.
Yeah, it was a great draw. It was fun.
Yeah, and then you know, again in 2010, it was kind of lackluster, but it was still kind of cool. And then 2012, 2014, and so on, it fell apart, man. Like. I don't know what it is. Goons started over, you know, crowd controlling. Like I remember I was in the, I was trying to watch a keynote and there was literally no room to stand. There was nowhere else except the aisle. When I say literally, I mean it literally. It was like a fucking sardine can.
Right.
So I got fucked with because I was standing in the aisle. And what's even more.
By who fucked with
just
you?
Just some fucking goon. But
One of their goons?
Yeah, one of their goons. Yeah. And what's funnier.
Some volunteer.
Yeah, just, you know, just some douche. And honestly, fucking, you know, they were like, oh, you can't be standing in the aisle because people are walking. And I look both ways in the aisle, and there's literally nobody walking. There's no one in the aisle.
Just had to exercise his douchebag authority.
Yeah, I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? I can't even see the goddamn keynote. Like, what the fuck's the point? Like, so, you know, that was shitty.
Yeah.
And, I agree. It's just, it's silly that we have to identify ourselves.
Yeah. I'm myself at a hacker conference where you're having talks about privacy and security.
You know, okay. I can get the credit card thing. Fuck? I can, what you know, that's one thing.
I can get behind that.
You know, okay, cool. You know, you're cool allowing people to easily pay. And plus, you can get a vanilla card and pay that way, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Right. And I'm cool with wearing a mask.
Yeah. But the fact that you got to identify that you're this person, you know, via your government fucking identification card, all this other bullshit.
So hold up. So you have to identify, right?
Yeah, you have.
Who are you identifying to?
Yeah, that's my question.
Is it some volunteer at a fold up table at this event?
I think so, because
information being recorded? Where is that information going?
Right.
I mean, there was none of that on their website. I couldn't find any of that. Like, oh, hey, you know, upon your arrival, if you're fucking elite enough to get a ticket, you have to show your identification that you were vaccinated, which I'm cool with as well.
But here's the kicker.
This is a hacker conference, right?
But here's the kicker. It's a fucking hacker conference. So depending on who's there, man, like, you don't know if that person's going to be wearing a button camera recording all of your information.
Who the fuck is looking at that and who's making those fucking calls?
I mean, is it an appointed doctor with you know, authenticated credentials?
Do you have a medical staff to review a card if it's not legible enough?
Right, like I don't understand.
I have questions, many questions, and they're not available, and it's very confusing.
Is there even an FAQ about it?
It's just a website. Very authoritarian centric event, and I can't get behind shit like that, man. And it's fucked up because I've been on here my podcast, you know, propped in that shit.
Yeah, and you know, I used to listen to them all the time as well, but just
can't get behind them.
Yeah, you know, after a while, they became too politicized, they became too opinionated, and you know, God forbid the fundraisers, man. Like, I get the fundraisers, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I support the station, but you know, after, you know, fucking 3, 4, 5 shows in a row of just fundraising, man. Yeah. Like, that's
like, what am I getting out of? Where's my value?
Yeah. What am I learning is really what the, you know, my question's been after that point.
And so it's just pay. And then, you know, here, prove yourself. So I can't get behind that. And, you know, and I kind of said the same thing in reverse about RSA, you know, because RSA happened, you know, and those dinglings didn't have any sort of, you know, protective measures in place. No one was wearing masks and everybody caught COVID, which is, you know, believe it or not, guess what? You know, big, you know, disclosure, you're going to catch COVID whether you're wearing a mask or not. It's just a thing.
I caught it, you know, and I've had
it
every
I've caught it four times, and I've been wearing masks. I've always practiced immense hygiene, and you know, I even preach to everybody here on the podcast, you know, like, listen, wear your mask, wash your hands.
And honestly, like, can we like upgrade and migrate to elliptical curve already? Like, why are we still using RSA? Like, why are we still having RSA conferences? Why aren't we having, like, elliptical curve or quantum conferences?
It's just dumb. Hey, you know? Listen, so real quick, man, because, you know, I got to get out of here in a few minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but one thing I wanted to say in my, you know, I wanted to say, folks, stay tuned, because in 2024, October 2024, we're going to have our own conference. And
yes.
And guess what? It's going to be free. It's going to be in a nice warm place. There's going to be free food. There's going to be a great talks, speakers, entertainment, and events. So stay tuned for my conference that I will eventually have off the ground in 2 years and see how that goes.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it will be. And now I get to learn how to put together a conference.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, a not-for-profit con.
Yeah, non-profit con.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a lot of sponsors for that.
We'll need some volunteers.
Volunteers. We're going to need an army of volunteers. And a lot of volunteers. Sponsors.
Yes.
And I'm excited about it. You know,
yeah.
When, you know, it's just like when I started this podcast, right? You know, on the advice of my friend Dave. But, you know, I started this podcast because of other podcasts, right? You know, it was just, you know, you had to listen to ads and advertorials. And before we get started, you know, I want to tell you about blah, 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 bullshit, this, that, and the other. And, you know, I don't feel like that's really what the exchange of free information really is about.
It's not. No one's learning anything listening to these programs, you know? I mean, and here we are. We have entire MIT courseware.
We've got to,
you know, shit. I mean, yeah.
We've got to run it, and we will keep it running for free. That's what it's all about. And
that's
so
the point.
We're gonna start. Yeah, I'm gonna literally start a conference, and I'm gonna invite hackers from all over the world to attend. Right, and you know, guess what? The only thing that you'll have to do is pay to get there.
Yeah,
and just pay for your own accommodations when you get there.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. Everything else will be free, like it should be, right? The talks will be free. Everything will be free. And we'll see how that goes. And so, again, you know, my apologies if I've offended anyone with my feelings on how, you know, that all went down. But, you know, think about it.
It's truth, though. I mean,
I put a lot behind that, you know? I put a lot behind all of that.
You know, when we're not sitting here bashing, you know?
No, I'm not here to dance on anybody's conference, man, but I think the time has come for them to hang their hats up and sail off into the sunset, man, because that's not what I feel like the true spirit of a hacker conference should be about.
No, I feel they've lost their way. I agree. I mean, again, I used to listen to their radio show all the time. You know, you used to really enjoy it. And that was years ago. That was years ago.
Yeah, I can't get behind it anymore either, and so that's going to be that. So, hey, let's get out of here, man. We got to go get some things. I just wanted to give everybody an update on why you will not see me at the Hope Conference.
Yeah.
And again, good luck if you made it in. And, you know, I'm not complaining about it. I'm literally just stating what I ran into. So if you are lucky enough to jump over all of those hurdles, have a good time. I will be in the city for a little bit. And I hope you get a hold of me. And if you're looking forward to sponsoring and co-sponsoring, or if you want to be part of a very good, well-organized, and very kick-ass hacker conference in 2 years, get in touch with me at hackers at gummo at hackers.xxx, and also ping me on my Twitter account at twitter.com/gummo gummoxxx. Dude, let's get out of here, man. I want to get out of here. I can't take it anymore.
Let's go.
Folks, take care of yourselves. Marisa. Echiamo. And everybody else, please be kind to others and use your skills for something good. Please, 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 please. And we'll see you next week. Hey, we'll be here next week. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm not going to the Hope on whatever the hell that event is.
Oh, yeah, the Hope Conference.
Yeah, I am going to DEF CON, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black so Hat. I'll see you guys at Black Hat DEF CON. Hopefully, yeah. I can get a cash ticket there.
Yeah.
All right. Until then, I'll see you guys then. Take care of yourselves. Bye.
Peace.
It's the first time.